Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Lee Cantor and Stone Payton here, Pensacola Business Radio, and it's going to be a great show, huh, Stone?
Well, I think so, but I got to tell you, I think that first episode is going to be a tough act to follow. Right out of the box, we had some marvelous conversations, caught up with some old friends, made some new ones. I am thrilled to death knowing that we're coming back, maybe with the opportunity to work at that conference, the I-10 Wired conference. So I instinctively knew that coming to Pensacola, and you really can come home again, was a good idea. But now I am absolutely convinced of it, and I hope you are too. And yeah, this is going to be a fantastic segment. A little bit later in the program, we are going to get a chance to visit with Colleen Callahan Fryer. She's with Jewel Graphics. But first up in this episode of Pensacola Business Radio, it is my distinct pleasure to introduce a gentleman with Paysell Systems. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast, Mr. Jabril Suleiman. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. I'm great. You got it right.
Not too shabby. Can you share a little bit about Paysell Systems? What are you guys doing for folks?
Well, Paysell Systems is a company that I started 4 years ago. It's a tech company. It grew out of a pain that I'd had as a wireless dealer. So I used to own a few stores. I was a wireless dealer for about 10 years. And we had an issue with collecting payments. If a customer walked into our store to make a payment, we'd earn $5 from that payment, some type of margin. If they didn't come back, we didn't get anything.
Wow.
So, you know, we...
Did you work for one of the large carriers, or were you independent and worked for a lot of carriers?
Yeah, we're independent. So think of us as one of those mom-and-pop stores where you can go and probably get your phone flashed or fixed or so forth, and they have multiple carriers in their windows that they offer a prepaid service for.
Right.
So that's what we did. We built out a platform that was meant to service my wireless store, but eventually we just built out a platform that now we offer to all wireless stores across the country. It's an e-commerce platform, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And it allows them to capture a payment from a customer, so they can, they're provided with a phone number, a website, a mobile app, and so they provide that information to their subscribers or the customers that walk in their stores. And if they can't make it back to the store, they're able to make a payment still, and that store would still earn that
credit,
profit,
right,
from it. Yeah.
So now, because typically they would go to the store to make the payment?
Yeah. In prepaid, yeah, a lot of customers, they physically walk in. But I noticed when I ran my store that there was always, let's say if I activated 100 new phones that month, only 75 people would actually come back. That's because the other 25 people were going to other stores, or they were Googling how to make a payment. And so they were reaching one of the plethora of companies that offer refills online. So I wanted to provide that same type of presence.
And so this benefits the store because they get that credit, so
yeah,
whether they come in or not, right?
Yeah, they're still able to earn that residual revenue. And mm-hmm. It's just the fact of the matter is that I figured, hey, if I could dial 611 and reach Sprint to make a payment on my phone and enter credit card information in, I should be able to provide that same type of system for my wireless store in particular. So mm-hmm. That's what we built out. We started with an IVR system, which is just basically an automated phone system. And then we added in the website component. Then we added in text to pay. So we've built the system up over the years into what it is now. And so the product that we offer is called CellPay, CellPay.
Mm-hmm. And then any independent cell phone store anywhere can use it.
Yeah, they can sign up with our system. And once they sign up, we create them with a profile, so they'll get a subdomain within our cellpay.us website.
Mm-hmm.
They'll get a virtual phone
and then they
can
send their clients to that, and then they just kind of can refill it whenever they want.
Yeah, yeah. We track the volume per our profile, and then usually if we're processing the payment for that particular store, then we cut them a check out at the end of the month for the what we call the discount commission that they've earned from those payments.
Now, the prepaid market, is it what is it like? Is it growing every day? What is it like?
Well, the recession put it into overdrive.
Okay.
Because before there was a stigma attached with prepaid, the fact that you were just buying minutes or something like that. But now most prepaid consists of, here in the United States, it consists of people just paying 30, 40, 50 bucks a month for a block of service of airtime.
Right.
And, you know, it may come with unlimited talk and text for 30 bucks a month, or it may come with unlimited talk, text, and maybe a gigabyte of data, or, you know, it goes higher than that depending on how much you're paying. But that's generally what prepaid is, just like what postpaid is now.
Right. And in a lot of ways, it's better. It's easier to manage.
It is, especially for the kids. You know, you don't have to worry about how overages.
Now, Stone will tell you a story. He just got a new phone with data, and his kid killed him.
Oh, no, no. Yes, it absolutely it buried me.
Went over the data. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
And I get a nice text that says, we just charged you X.
Right.
Thank
That's
you so much.
That's not unusual, right?
It's not unusual in dealing with postpaid. So the prepaid services, I mean, they're great for managing usage, especially for kids. So, you know, they usually... Now, in most cases, they're going to give you the unlimited talk and text, so that's no issue. But managing the data, you know, you may have Wi-Fi at the house, and the kid still leaves the Wi-Fi off on his phone.
Yeah,
and
what's that about?
Using the data from the cellular instead of using your Wi-Fi from your phone. And so, you know, at least now they know that, okay, if I use up all my data and I get to school and I want to, you know, play on my phone, say, hey, I better turn on the Wi-Fi. So, yes, exactly.
So now, how do these, are there a lot of independent cell companies in the country?
There are. Well, in 2011, when I broke away from the stores that I owned and started Paycell Systems, one of the ways that I wanted to be able to keep up with the wireless dealers of the community, they used to be on these forums like Howard's Forums, and they were traditional like bulletin board forums, but I anticipated that a lot of that activity would turn to Facebook. So I started a Facebook group called Prepaid Wireless Dealers. Mm-hmm. So that group today has maybe about 1,700 members in it. I mean, the owners of actual prepaid wireless companies. So these are the guys that wholesale the airtime basically from the larger carriers.
Right.
So they have their own smaller tier two carriers. But then these are guys that are distributors. These are people that are the actual owners of the wireless stores. So there are about 50 of those type of groups now.
50 different ones?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I had no idea.
So there's just thousands of them, independent dealers?
Yeah, and so a lot of these dealers now, they congregate on Facebook and they talk about the new plans or, you know, repairing phones, unlocking phones, the newest phones that have come out and so forth. And, you know, so we use that as a sounding board to test out our product.
Right.
To make sure that it's functioning correctly and working.
So you were ahead of your time.
I try to be. And I still think that what we offer is ahead of our time because traditionally, as a wireless store owner, you're set up with a Verifone terminal, which is like a little credit card terminal, or a online portal to access the airtime system. The airtime system allows a customer who walks into the store to make a payment. Then you can generate that refill for them or that payment and load it to their account. But none of these companies are providing a solution for the for that wireless store to capture that customer outside of the store. And so that's what we created. And so none of the other companies are really still adopting this type of system yet. And I anticipate they will one day. And hopefully that can lead to a nice acquisition
exit
for me. Yes.
So now, but it's interesting, what enabled you to come up with this clever idea was the fact that you were a store owner and had the pain, right?
There was a pain.
Right?
Yes.
And that's a great story that you were able, because you experienced it yourself.
And that's where the passion comes from and what I've been able to create. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's just now we're at the point now, 4 years later, we're trying to evolve even past that. So we're looking to adopt a Shopify type of model where these wireless stores, not only are they able to sell airtime through their websites that we've provided to them, but they'll be able to sell wireless phones, accessories, maybe other general electronics.
Sell anything. Once you got them like that and they're coming there, you can sell them all kinds of things.
Right. So that's what we're doing now. We're building out a new iteration of our system so that the dealers, the retailers that are using our system will be able to add in even their products that they may have in store, or we will have relationships with various companies that can drop ship the items directly to the subscriber.
Then you don't even have to get warehouse it or anything.
Well, they wouldn't have to. We're not getting into the warehousing part of it and all, but yeah, they wouldn't have to deal with that.
And you're helping them make more money.
And we're helping them make more money, exactly. We're providing them with, I look at myself, we look at PaySale as providing technology to these stores, because otherwise, or a technological solution, just because of the fact normally they wouldn't have the money to build out any type of system like this. You know, a lot of them still aren't online to even sell products. Some of them don't have Facebook business pages and so forth. So, you know, we just want to be able to provide this online presence for these stores.
So you office right here in the building. We're at the Gulf Coast Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship. Yes. Tell us about that, the relationship with CIE. What compelled you to office here?
Well, I started my company in 2011, and at that time I was researching various ways to gain traction and to gain knowledge. This was something new to me. I evolved from a small business owner that was somewhat tech savvy to now I'm building out this infrastructure, this software solution. And so I needed to connect with like minds, and it's been kind of lonely here in Pennsylvania. It was lonely before that.
Right.
You know, I would try to explain things to, my girlfriend at the time, my wife now, but she wouldn't understand. And even my old partner at my store, he didn't understand. So I said, hey, I need to find like minds. And so I've been researching incubator programs in other cities, and I said, well, Pensacola might have one. Let's see. And I Googled and come to find out they did. I had already created a business plan. I launched my business without a business plan, but then I went back and created a business plan for it. And so that came in handy during the application process. And so what was it? Maybe June of 2012. That's when I was accepted into the program. I was provided with low-cost rent and some guys that I could really find some synergy with and explain what I was doing, and they can give me input, and I can give them input on what they were doing also. And so it all
So has
out.
It helped you?
Yes, it has. It has. I attribute a lot of the growth that we've done with the company to connecting with the individuals that are here, that are housed in the incubator program.
And that's one of the things that, like you mentioned, when you're in your own store somewhere by yourself, you're kind of like in this island, right?
Yeah, I call it a bubble. You're in a bubble.
But you come in here and you're still in your bubble to do your work. But if you have a question or a problem or a challenge, you might run into somebody in the break room, right?
Well, no. Yeah, exactly. But at the same time, we haven't done it lately, but we were having different educational type of sessions that it was used to be every Thursday. Mm-hmm. So, you know, at one point I didn't know what a business canvas was for building out a pitch deck or a business plan and so forth. And I learned that in one of the educational sessions that we had here. I just came back from an tech accelerator program, a 1-week sprint that we had with the New Me Accelerator that was in San Francisco. And a lot of the terms that, you know, was spoken of during that that stay at the accelerator program, those terms I learned from being here in this incubator.
Right.
You know, so.
So they might know what they're talking about here, huh?
Yeah.
And we're right across the street from what might be one of the coolest grocery stores I've ever been to. It's like Whole Foods on steroids. It's cooler than Whole Foods, and I love Whole Foods.
So. Evermint has been around for a long time. My dad, he was a passionate and definitely dedicated shopper to everyone. I unfortunately wasn't able to take hold of that healthy gene. My brother has it, but I don't.
But it is. We're right across. I mean, we're right down here in the heart of Pensacola, and that's the other thing. I grew up here in Pensacola and married a Yankee wife and moved way up north to Atlanta.
Way up north.
But coming down to Pensacola, particularly recently, this whole downtown area, it's rejuvenated. It's revived.
It is.
It's I can't wait to dive back in. I mean, we want to put a studio here, of course, part of what we're doing down here. But, I mean, it's thriving down here, it seems like, yeah?
It is. There's a lot of movement. There's been a lot of remodeling done. And, you know, the vibe here has changed. And, you know, I've noticed that. And I think it's a great opportunity to come back down and be part of the business scene here.
So now in your business, how do you see the next 6 months, year in your growth? What are you going to be focusing on?
Well, as I stated, we are working on this new iteration of the system that is definitely going to allow wireless stores to be able to sell other products other than just selling airtime. So we hope that that's going to be a success. And
the Jabril phone cover.
Yeah.
And you have our next guest. She can design the logo and the design for you. You'd be like the Air Jordan, Air Jabril phone cover.
And that's the thing now with the wireless accessory world. A lot of the companies that manufacture these accessories, they will personalize the accessories in mass quantity.
Show them the back of your phone.
Hold, I'm going to do that. You keep talking. I'm going to go get it.
But that's what we're looking at doing is to expand our business model there. Also, there are wireless retailers. Oh,
you
wow.
See that? How cool is that?
Yes, it is. Totally customized.
Yeah.
There's wireless stores across the globe that could use this. I have a sales team that's working out of Bangladesh, and he was explaining the market there. And so that's what I want to be able to do is go to third world countries, but more so countries that have adopted more of prepaid than anything than postpaid.
Right. Mm.
So a lot of them are second and third world countries that predominantly use prepaid. But large parts of Europe, they're first world, and most of their subscribers are on prepaid as well. So there has to be companies that sell to these subscribers or service them. So we want to be able to attract those guys into using our system. So we want to take this platform globally one day.
Now, can you talk a little bit about, because I'm really interested in working with people that are in other countries like you are, and you're kind of leaning on them for help selling, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now how did that relationship develop? How did you vet them to make sure they're the right fit? Do you have to kiss many frogs?
It must
to get
take a
the
lot
right
of
guy?
Trust, too, right?
Right.
Well, it's a funny story because all of last year I was trying to hire here stateside individuals that can go in and do business development for me. And a lot of it entailed a lot of cold calling as well. We had lists in place. So I think I hired and fired about 4 or 5 people last year.
That's not cheap either. In terms of dollars or time.
You have to train them it takes and all. So we were marketing to the individuals that are on Facebook because we knew that they were wireless dealers. So we would maybe board 3 or 4 wireless stores a month. And in October, this company reached out to me.
Oh, they found you.
Yeah, they actually, the one and only competitor that I really recognize that offers a system that provides a website and the mobile app, but it doesn't provide the phone system or text to pay and so forth. The company was selling for them. And so they reached out to one of the stores and they were like, no, we don't want this. We don't want to use your service. Mm-hmm. We use PaySale or SailPay. PaySale Systems is the company, but
right.
the product
SailPay.
Is SailPay. So, yeah, they use SailPay. We use SailPay. And they were like, well, we want to know who this company is. So they reached out to me, and it was a fit because these guys were already conditioned to cold calling these wireless stores.
Right. They had already been doing it.
Yeah, but they were offering a product that
was
just
inferior.
Inferior, and it was a little harder to sell. So we worked out an arrangement, and I stole a sales team basically, and now they're selling for us. And you know, we're at the point now we're boarding about 30 to 40 new stores a month, and so
wow.
I want to get that.
That sounds
higher.
Like a lot to me.
Well, it's a lot to me compared to three and four that
yeah,
we were
really.
Doing before. And
now, how can you, to help people that are going through the same thing and want to put a sales force in place like that? Is that something that you have to pay a flat amount, or is it just commission? How do you work out the compensation for that?
At first, we were paying hourly, and then we would pay a spiff after the fact of how many sales. But then, you know, I brought a smart guy in that helped me basically calculate my customer acquisition cost. Mm-hmm. And then eventually we went to basically a commission model to say, okay, this is how much we're paying out you guys hourly plus the spiff, and this is the average amount of sales that you're doing. So we're going to pay you based off of that.
So and they are only paid on success. So that way you're both kind of growing the same way. You both have your goals are aligned.
Exactly. So we've, you know, they.
And they were okay with that?
Yeah. You know, I don't know how long they were selling for the competition, but, you know, it seems like there was a relative new company, new young guys over mm-hmm. there. And so they were ready. I was the one that was paying them. And so they were really willing to do what I needed to make me happy. Mm-hmm. But then I wanted to make them happy at the same time. So, you know, they're getting a very large amount per sale. And you know, as long as they
is
know
it
that
residual
they're selling,
too, because your clients are residual, right?
We don't have a residual model in place, and I've told them that before. You know, as when we can ramp these sales up, there will be a residual model for them. But right now, they're actually handling my inbound customer service and
oh wow,
and my outbound.
So
sales
they're creating
now.
Customers for themselves at the same time. Then,
well. No, they're not necessarily creating customers, but they're getting deeper.
Or
they've gotten deeper
scope.
Into my pocket.
There you go. Exactly.
But that's right. What a partnership is, right?
That's
you're both trying to win. You want to create a win-win environment.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, as time goes and what we're doing, one of the other things that we're doing now is after coming back from San Francisco, I'm ready to go into the fundraising round.
Wow. How exciting.
To raise a level of funds. To really
accelerate.
Accelerate our growth. So, you know, and putting our pitch deck together, you know, I have to include the sales team as part
right.
of that, you know. So, you know, even though technically they're outsourced, they're
part
we're
of
the
team.
Company.
Sure.
I mean, yeah, we're their only client right now as far as I know. And I have to include them as part of the team. So
right.
As part of the growth plan.
So this is an exciting time for you.
It is.
Do you feel overwhelmed or you're managing this?
I'm managing, you know.
You have remarkably dark hair and unwrinkled skin for the kind of experiences that you're describing. You're holding up well.
I found this gray hair in my nose and I plucked it immediately. And I think one grew on my mustache one day. And so right now I'm surviving.
Yeah, there's more coming. I'm here to tell you. There are more,
get,
more
giving you the heads up. So now you look forward to your relationship with CIE here. They're going to still be part of your team?
Yeah. I've talked to Kelly before, and she loves me here, and I don't come in and bug everyone as much as I should. Nowadays, I've been a lot of times I get up, don't brush my teeth, don't shower, don't do anything, and I roll over and get on my computer and go to work, and I'm at home.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's happened in my daughter's room. She's one now, and so my wife is kicking me out of her room. So, yes, now I am going to have to come up here a lot more, and as soon as Kelly starts some of the sessions again, I'll be up here to learn more as well.
Good stuff. So if somebody wants to learn more, best way to reach you, website?
There's several ways. Yeah. PaySalesSystems.com, PAYCELL systems with an S at the end, .com. Twitter at that dude Jabril, DATDUDEJIBRIL. Or on Facebook, if you just type in Jabril Suleiman, it'll go to my fan page and you can message me there also. Mm-hmm. JIBRILSULAIMAN.
And then is that the page that has the group that you started?
If you go to paysalesystems.com, actually one of the menu items there, it says wireless dealer groups, Facebook dealer groups, something like that. So mm-hmm. If you go to paysalesystems, you'll be able to see the six groups that I've created over the time. One is for general wireless dealers. One is for cell phone repair, flashing, unlocking, for master dealers. So we've kind of segmented out the different markets within the prepaid wireless industry into different groups. And so
so if Stone has a problem with his cell phone, you can help
now
him.
Now I know where to go.
Now he can call you.
Well, and what's funny is I still, once a month, I still get someone to say, hey, Jabril, I have a problem with my phone. And I have to inform them that, hey, I'm 4 years removed from any type of, and, you know, and what's Murphy's Law, every 18 months or something like that. So, you know, the thing is that I don't know as much as I used to on fixing phones.
But you know the guy who knows the guy.
I know, right? The guy that knows the guy.
I can drop your name and he'll give me.
He's very needy. You don't want to get into that.
No, you don't.
Needy relationships.
Well, it's been an absolute delight visiting with you this morning. We got to do it again. You know, we'll be coming more and more, and we'll have a permanent studio here at some point. And it might be fun to have some folks from your sales team join the conversation. I'd love to hear the conversation from their perspective.
Yeah, I have a few local guys here
well. So that could be fun.
We'll bring them aboard, and I'll look forward to it.
Yeah. Hey, listen, hang out with us. We're going to visit with one more guest, okay?
I am.
All right. Next up on Pensacola Business Radio, we have with us with Jewel Graphics, Miss Colleen Callahan Fryer. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So what'd you learn, if anything, in that last segment?
That we need those Thursday afternoon CIE meetings again.
Uh-huh.
Also that Sales Systems really could use my services.
Actually, we set all this up for her to sell you something.
There you go.
But these educational sessions, you both are finding tremendous value in them. So tell us more from your perspective, Colleen.
About the CIE.
Yeah.
I just actually became a tenant here in the CIE. I started out as a person who was renting a desk in the co-working space.
Okay.
And from there, I applied for an office here in the CIE. And it was great because I had to fill out a business concept page.
Just that exercise itself is valuable, right?
Yeah.
To put you through those paces.
Yeah, because it really makes you look at your business and think, where am I going with this? And so I did that, and they approved me. And so I'm in the process of moving into the office, so I'll be on the second floor. I'm very, very excited.
So now, what's your business?
My business is it's Jewel Graphics and Marketing, Inc. I incorporated here last year. I moved from New York.
Mm-hmm. It didn't sound like a Pensacola accent.
Yeah, from Long Island. So I moved here. I incorporated. I've been doing marketing. I've been doing website and print design up in New York for probably like 13 years.
Uh-huh.
And then moving down here, I was able to keep the same customers, but as well as building it in local.
And better weather.
Yeah, much better weather. I was done with that cold from New York. So Jewel Graphics and Marketing sells a complete package for medium-sized businesses.
Uh-huh.
We were trying to work out a plan so that we could go to the business owner and offer them their website, business cards, SEO on the website, including their promotional products, because we sell a lot of promotional mm-hmm. products. And do it on a budget so that they know what their budget is for marketing every month.
Oh, so it's like kind of a turnkey package.
Right.
And that, do people still not have websites now?
If they do, they probably haven't updated it. And it's
right.
Old. And it actually, what happens is people who have small businesses or medium-sized business, maybe they had their friend throw it up on the web for them type of thing. And it's not doing anything for them. It's just a presence. Whereas
it's kind of like a brochure, but on the internet.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah. So they didn't build it for
Google. Well, keeping up with the Google and all that stuff, that's a moving target, right? I mean, they're always changing the equation or algorithm or whatever the smart people call it.
Yeah, they just changed it to that if it's not mobile friendly.
So you have to stay on, you and your crew, you guys have to stay on top of that.
All the time.
Constantly, right?
Yeah, constantly. So it's exciting. There's always something new happening. So we try to make it look pretty and functional at the same time.
Because that's a balance. It has to look good, but it also has to kind of show up in search engines, right?
Right, and exactly.
And so you got to kind of work both of those simultaneously.
Right.
So what's a mistake you see a lot of business people making in their website? Is either making it look too good and it doesn't show up, or maybe it's too wordy and it doesn't look good enough?
I think the most prominent thing that people do is ignore it. They do it one time and then they're done.
Yeah. Never changes.
Yeah. Right. And it needs to be constantly added to and changed around, because that's what will keep you higher in the Google searches. Mm-hmm. So we offer that too, where we do posts.
So you help them refresh it and keep it kind of current.
Right. So that would stay more up on the Google search.
Well, I'm sure that's a challenge for a lot of businesses. Like in our business, I guess we kind of get away with it because we're always doing new shows. So we always have something new to post. But most businesses, they're not in the business necessarily of capturing stories and then turning around and writing them. So do they struggle sometimes with like, what content am I going? What is my new thing that I'm supposed to put up?
Exactly.
They struggle with that.
Yeah. But that's, we just do some searches, and they usually there's industry news that can be posted. And
right,
if I spend a few minutes on the phone with the client, they'll usually and ask them a few questions. They usually do have something new.
And they don't realize it.
Right. You just don't take it for granted. Right. So now your customers can be anywhere in the world, really, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
So what are some good stories you can share, some success stories? Something you're proud of.
I have clients in Frisco, Texas, so that's kind of fun.
Right. And what's their business?
Appliance repair. And that one...
So how'd they find you in Long
Island?
See,
now that doesn't sound like a... like a webby thing. That sounds like you call your best friend and ask them who fixed their refrigerator last time I broke it. But you're saying that these things you do can apply to genuinely help a company like that.
Especially small businesses, because they're so busy running their business that they don't have time to deal with anything. They need to just go about their business.
Right.
And so our job is to make that as streamlined as possible.
And you take that off their plate because you're the expert in that. I mean, they know how to fix refrigerators.
Yeah, exactly. So they're not like worried about what's on their website or does their email, if they need a new email or if they need a business card, instead of having a whole bunch of different people to call, it's just our office. And it's a quick call. We need to move new business cards, or we need new forms, or.
But if I'm in Frisco, my refrigerator goes down, my wife's yelling at me. I'm getting on the internet, right?
Right.
I guess now that I think about it, and I'm looking for refrigerator repair, I need that to come up on the first page. And when it does, I need it to look good, and then I need what I see to give me the confidence to say, I got it solved, honey. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, right? Exactly. So, and we try to make it easy for the customers to find these.
So how did they find you?
Well, actually.
Are they related to you?
Yes, they are.
Well, that's a viable
important
marketing strategy.
You
got to
have a lot of relatives.
That's right. It's a good for our other guests, too, that was talking about investment. Friends and family, that's a good first round, too. I'm getting the no nod over here.
So now, but how does, because I would imagine your business is pretty competitive. There's a lot of people that do similar things.
Or say they do.
Yeah. We have a lot of work. So mm-hmm. I think.
But they find you through the internet, right? So you must be good if
mostly,
they can find you.
Word of mouth and stuff like that. And then I've done some networking here in Pensacola, and that's helped too.
And you have your Long Island clients still?
Yes, I do.
They probably want you to package in some vacation time, too, in the service, right?
Yeah. Well, I have two children, and they're both up still in New York. Mm-hmm. So it's no problem to go up to Long Island and visit.
And now you can write it off.
Yeah.
So I see on your business card, it says social media ads. And that's something I'm really intrigued with. I spend quite a bit of time on LinkedIn because I'll read posts from people in different disciplines, or sometimes people who have been interviewed, you know, they share their interview that they've done with us on their LinkedIn. So I go on there a lot, but I don't know, Lee, that we've ever tried as Business Radio X to promote like in an ad on a LinkedIn or a Facebook or a Twitter or can you speak to that a little bit? Is that appropriate for like a media
company? And it ties into with Google ads too, which, but making those display ads that are shown on those pages, they only usually appear to the right audience. So if you're looking, depending upon what your audience is, it's going to show up on those pages. So if you sell appliances, it's not going to be shown. Well, they pretty much sell to everybody, but it can be localized. And then you'll see those ads constantly. They're connected. So if you go to another website that has the same type of ads running on it, you'll see, you'll keep getting hit by the same ad. So it's constantly in your refreshed in your brain.
So if I want to, maybe I did the repair thing, but maybe I should consider buying a new refrigerator.
You'll see that.
I'll see that till I, or maybe even beyond the point
yes.
that I buy a refrigerator. Right. Like, hey, this clown is in the market for a refrigerator.
Right. Exactly.
And there's the social media platforms that provide that whatever.
Yes, remarketing.
Okay. And then, but then there's these cooperatives, groups of websites as well, right?
Yeah, that they always post on and whatnot.
So the reason I know this is I paid $200 for a $98 watch, which didn't bother me that much at the time because I have a small wrist and it fit me. I found out it was a $98 watch because I went and looked it up after I bought it retail. I looked it up on Amazon. But now I still am reminded quite often about that I have paid $200 for a $98 watch because it shows me this very watch that I like.
Yeah, it does. So it's really good if you're the advertiser.
Remarketing thing.
And do you work with like Twitter and Facebook and all the platforms?
To be honest, I would like to do more on the Twitter site and the Facebook. And Facebook has some nice...
Because each of those ecosystems have their own kind of advertising thing, right?
Yeah.
And they're not standing still. I mean,
No, they're changing all the time.
Like, isn't Twitter coming out with something that we need to figure out with the sound...
Right, with
card,
audio
doohickey thingamajig.
And cards. And
you can see we're not terribly sophisticated.
We're kind of old.
I know, me too. Cool. That's a problem. But I just...
Then we have the communications manager down at the other end of the table. She's just shaking
this.
Her head at these old
More old
guys.
People.
I just can't think in hashtags, but I'm working on it.
And so what's the most rewarding part of your business? Must be fun.
Helping small businesses, honestly. Mm-hmm. And then we added promotional products to the line.
Was that recent?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And which is a lot of fun because it's shopping. Right. Shopping for other people.
With their money, right?
With their money. And there's always sales and new products coming out and exciting things. And I looked at it, and the most lucrative way to sell promotional products or branded apparel is to sell to very large companies because they would buy thousands at a time.
Right, I bet, yeah.
However, it's not that I don't want those accounts, but I really like working with the small business person. So that's where we developed that package where it's not just promotional products. It's not just their pens. It's kind of a whole package to make it easier for them, but also to keep their brand consistent and make it easy for the shop owner. We're the marketing department that's just outside their building.
Right. And so what's next? How do you see the next year of your business life?
Right now we're going to be in a small office, but I see us getting bigger and having more designers on staff to create more websites and do more of that.
And are your designers here locally or they can be anywhere too, right?
They can, yeah. Mostly it's me, though.
And so if somebody went to learn more, your website?
www.jewelgraphics.com. I have a Facebook, too. I think it's just
Jewel Graphics on Facebook. And they can see your work, right?
Yeah.
And then they can get a hold of you.
Yep. And on the website, you can actually order all kinds of promotions.
Oh, so you can
products.
Order directly right from the website.
Yeah.
So you have e-commerce on the website.
I do, yes.
And you can help a customer if they wanted to do e-commerce?
Yes, I can. In fact, I do a lot of e-commerce sites. And with the appliance company, I just did a new project with them where I created an inventory management system.
Oh, wow.
And point of sale. That was pretty cool.
That's...
Actually, it's cool because I did it using WordPress, which is kind of really so
are you a WordPress
that.
Expert?
Yeah, that's my thing.
That's your thing, WordPress. Good stuff. Well, thank you so much for being part of the show today.
Thank you very much.
All right. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We will see you all next time on Pensacola Business Radio.